Welcome, champions, to episode 45 of Chimp Out Radio. This is the Christmas 2010 episode, and I am your host, Mr. DJ Stupidig. Tonight, we're going to be joined by Exorcist again, and also with us is Gyptian, one of our newer members. And we're going to do some songs niggerized and have a lot of fun tonight. We're also going to do some love letters in a bit. Don't forget to leave your calendar wide open on New Year's Eve so that you can join Birdman and me as we do a Chimp Out New Year's welcoming the year 2011 in true Chimp Out style. It's going to be a two-hour live show. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to give away prizes. It's going to be cool. We'll be taking calls, and we want you to spend that time with us. So, Merry Christmas, Chimpers. Sit back and enjoy, because one full hour of Chimp Out Radio starts now.
All right, Chimpers, I picked out an article from the fedupintolerant.com blog.
And that's actually our Administrator Intolerant's personal blog, isn't it?
Yes. If you want to see it for yourself, it's fedupintolerant.com. And this particular article is called The Girth, and this is referring to Michelle Obama. And it goes as such. Has anyone been watching the growth of the first lady slashed out, disgraced in the midst of her preaching to the world about childhood obesity and diet? She started out the size of a semi to begin with, and as most of us have seen throughout our life experience, these are signs of things to come. If not addressed with self-control, we might need Richard Simmons, a bulldozer, and a crane to get her out of the White House in 2012. Oh man, I love his writing. If this were a human, the concept of self-control wouldn't be a big issue, but as we all know, niggers don't even know what self-control is, let alone have the ability to exercise it.
Niggers can barely figure out how to use a remote control, let alone self-control.
Yeah. They love their cell phones, though.
That's right.
As always, I hope I am wrong, but I envision the first Sal so huge we will stop seeing current images of her and the photographers that chase her around on all of her weekly vacations will be left idle.
You know what? She's getting so fat that they can't take pictures with regular lenses. They have to use satellite images.
Wherever she goes, she has to be holding an ice cream cone or a tray of fried chicken. She obviously likes foods instinctively adored by her species, which can only lead to our president escorting around an oversized medicine ball-assed ghetto slob. When she dusts off all the polish her handlers lay her with, she looks just like the crackhead street bitches we see waiting at downtown bus stops. The thing is a disgrace and an embarrassment. Liberal nigger lovers will praise the regular wife and mother look without even considering this is not something to be proud of for a high-profile figure in her position. Ghetto street bitches are not held in high regard. And just do a simple comparison of her girth to a couple of other first ladies from other countries. It is a sad day when we have to be represented by such disgusting example of mammal failure. I certainly hope we can gut the White House in 2012 and make it livable again for the next human president to resign.
How are they going to get the smell out? That's what I want to know.
Clorox bleach.
Maybe we can pay Luther to go in there and do something.
I can only imagine all the chicken bones this sow will have generated after 4 years. Oh. God save America. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, you can find wonderful articles like that at fedupintolerant.com, which is now being hosted by chimpout.com, so it is toss-proof.
Champions don't know this, but we have our very own cyborg that patrols Chimp Out World Headquarters, and his name is Newsbot.
Well, Newsbot's been a long-time member with us, and we really don't hear from him very much, but around the holidays, he tends to get a little generous.
Yeah, probably because we mess with his wiring every year. We pour some spiked eggnog into his circuits, and, you know.
Yeah, he gets all messed up, but he's been here as long as DJ and I have been here.
Longer, really.
Yeah, longer, really. And it seems that nobody has ever talked to him, but rumor has it that he lives up in Denmark and his house is made entirely of Legos.
Wow. I gotta go there.
Last year, he sent us all a bunch of pot through the mail. Some of us got arrested, you know. It was a really bad thing for everybody. He kind of felt bad about it. So what he did was he sent a gift for each of the administrators and moderators here at ChimpOut and a few others as well.
Well, that's great.
So we got this list here that everybody submitted to us. So because everybody got their gift early. I mean, he really felt bad about sending the pot through the mail, guys. So.
Wow.
He really went all out this year.
Let's see what Newsbot got everybody this year.
Okay, first off, Malivikaram received in the mail this year a Scottish to English translation book.
Oh, man, that must be a thick book.
Yeah, really. Because, you know, when we talked to Malif last time on ChimpOut Radio, some people pointed out that he sounds a little Scottish, you know. He might get a little mad about that.
Oh, he sounds totally Scottish. You know what? He sounds like a southerner from the United States to me.
Oh, woof.
Yes, that's right. This is how he talks. Let's go get some roadkill. No.
DJ, are you trying to get banned? Anyways, moving right along. Bruiser, our other administrator.
Yeah, Bruiser.
Yeah. He's more of a behind-the-scenes guy, but he drives a Nissan, and apparently it's always breaking down. So Newsbot got for Bruiser this year a mechanic for his Nissan.
Aw.
Believe me, he really needs it.
Yeah, that's great.
I heard he was in the Walmart parking lot the other day going to pick up some Christmas presents and went over one of them speed bumps, and the darn transmission fell out right from underneath it. Man.
Then the gerbil escaped.
All right, Intolerant. You all know Intolerant well, guys. Since he likes guns, he received from Newsbot a .22 caliber rifle, and along with that, a bottle of Geritol. Man, Newsbot's pretty rough on some people.
I know.
But guys, it gets better, believe me. All right, this year, Miss Latrine got green makeup to go with her witch outfit.
Oh, okay.
And some of those plastic warts that, you know, the makeup that they do.
I got news for you. Those aren't plastic.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard. And this will be my last show on ChimpOut Radio, because I'll be banned as soon as they hear this.
We've already pissed off, four administrators, and we have four to go. Oh, my
I'm just trying to make sure that 2011 is going to be a better year than 2010. So I'm just going to fuck up the rest of this year.
Okay. All right. You had it coming for you.
I do.
On the first day of Christmas, a nigger stole from me a chicken bucket from KFC. On the second day of Christmas, a nigger stole from me two murder gloves and a chicken bucket from KFC. On the third day of Christmas, a nigger stole from me three French fries, two murder gloves, and a chicken bucket from KFC. On the fourth day of Christmas, a nigger stole from me four whiny hoes, three French fries, two murder gloves, and a chicken bucket from KFC. On the fifth day of Christmas, a nigger stole from me five golden teeth, four whiny hoes, three French fries, two murder gloves, and a chicken bucket from KFC. On the sixth day of Christmas, a nigger stole from me six hoes a-laying, five golden teeth, four whiny hoes, three French fries, two murder gloves, and a chicken bucket from KFC. On the seventh day of Christmas, a nigger stole from me seven rockfish sinking, six hoes a-laying, five golden teeth, tiny hose, 3 French fries, 2 murder gloves, and a chicken bucket from KFC. On the 8th day of Christmas, a nigger stole from me 8 pimps a pimping, 7 rockfish sinking, 6 hoes a leg, 5 golden teeth, 4 whiny hoes, 3 French fries, 2 murder gloves, and a chicken bucket from KFC. On the 9th day of Christmas, a nigger stole from me 9 sheboons dancing, 8 pimps a pimping, 7 rockfish sinking, 6 hoes a laying, 5 golden teeth, 4 whiny hoes, 3 French fries, 2 murder gloves, and a chicken bucket from KFC. On the 10th day of Christmas, a nigger stole from me 10 suspects sleeping, 9 sheboons dancing, 8 pimps a pimping, 7 rockfish sinking, 6 holes a laying, 5 golden teeth, 4 whiny hoes, 3 French fries, 2 murder gloves, and a chicken bucket from KFC. On the 11th day of Christmas, a nigger stole from me 11 crackheads piping, 10 suspects sleeping, 9 sheboons dancing, 8 pimps a pimping, 7 rockfish sinking, 6 hoes a laying, 5 golden teeth, 4 whiny hoes, 3 French fries, 2 murder gloves, and a chicken bucket from KFC. On the 12th day of Christmas, a nigger stole from me 12 hip-hop drummers, 11 crackheads piping, 10 suspects sleeping, 9 sheboons dancing, 8 pimps a-pimping, 7 rockfish sinking, 6 hoes a-laying, 5 golden teeth, 4 whiny hoes, 3 French fries, 2 murder gloves, and a chicken bucket from KFC.
You're listening to the special Christmas edition 2010 of Chimp Out Radio. Be sure to join me and Birdman on New Year's Eve for a special 2-hour live show. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to give away prizes. Stay inside this year and join us and hundreds of other champions as we start the year 2011 off right the Nigger Bashing way.
All right. Next up is... Yeah. And this is gifts received from Newsbot is Skillet. Oh. And she received a bunch of muffins laced with marijuana. See, you know, he's still sending marijuana. I don't know what his deal is. I mean, shit, last year he sent a bunch of marijuana to people. 3 people got arrested and haven't been back to the forum since.
I know, but that was some good shit, though.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. Yeah. I took one hit off of that, and everything turned digital.
Wow.
I swear, I was binary for like 6 hours.
You know what it looked like to me? It was that video from the 80s from Aha, Take On Me. Everything looked like that. And I could hear keyboards in the background.
Wow.
Totally computerized. Huh. All right, next on the list is Miss Ann, and she's been on the show before, and she received a John Holmes blow-up doll.
Wow. Oh, all
right. Hmm. Boy, I hope she could take that all in.
I don't know. I heard it's almost as fun using it as it is blowing it up. So we'll have to see how Miss Ann enjoyed that.
Okay, and for Black Metal, our newest administrator, he received a John Holmes blow-up doll. I know he can take that all in.
Oh, yeah. He's probably already got a collection of them. He's probably got a signature one, you know, that was signed by John Holmes.
God, he was still a baby when John Holmes died.
He might be John Holmes' baby.
Yeah, he could be, being
you as never
sick
know.
As he is.
Yeah, being as twisted as he is.
All right, next on the list is Rope Therapy, our administrator from Down Under. He received a kangaroo blow-up doll.
A kangaroo blow-up doll.
And a mechanic for his Toyota.
Wow. Newsbox just going all out this year, isn't he?
Boy, he must have spent some really serious dough. And now, guys, we're moving on to the super moderators here, and there's like a bunch of us. So let's see what he got all of us super moderators this year. Justin Egger received a $25 gift certificate to the local porn shop.
Wow. That won't
That's
go
very
far.
Very generous.
$25? Jeez. What are you going to buy with that?
Probably a John
Holmes blow-up doll.
And for me, he got me a gift this year, and these people showed up at my house, and they got my family involved, and there was cameras and everything. Hmm. He got me an intervention.
An intervention?
That involves bird obsession. Not
the I thought it'd be like a vodka thing.
The bird obsession. Newsbot is apparently far more worried about my bird problem than my alcohol problem. So.
Yeah. Well, that's nice of him. Have you taught your birds to say, "We are not Spick"?
No, not yet.
No? Okay.
I think my one bird just quit it pretty bird. You know, he just gave up after that because he says it 1,000 times a day. It's like a broken record. And for our very own DJ Stoopman.
Oh, here we go.
Chrome pooper scooper for the Annapals.
Nice. Chrome. Yeah. That'll stay clean for pretty long.
Yeah, it's better than using your bare hand and a tissue, you know.
Who needs a tissue, man? I just use my bare hand.
Oh, my. This is good.
Yeah. Love that robot.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
I've never talked to him, and he's never sent me a PM or anything like that, but he's really generous around the holidays.
Yeah, he is. Anybody who lives in a house made out of Legos is okay by me.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, next on the list of gifts given by Newsbot is to our favorite moderator, Nignog, and she received this year a dump truck full of Tidy Cat cat litter.
Oh, well, that is nice.
Yeah, she really needs it, apparently. I mean, apparently yesterday she woke up from her nap, and she got up, and there was a litter of cats on the floor. I mean, she didn't even notice. She kind of stepped over and made breakfast for her family.
That's a lot of cats. How many cats do you think she has?
Maybe 5, 6, 11, 15.
Wow. She'll be borrowing my chrome pooper scooper.
Well, that's what the tidy cat's for.
Well, yeah, but you still got to scoop it out, right?
Yeah, well, you kind of need a shovel for that. Sheer bulk of it.
Yeah, we'll get her a pitchfork.
And this next gift was given to Stinky Nigs by Newsbot, and apparently he heard one of our conversations one night, and he received a Russian bride.
Really? A Russian bride?
Russian bride, yeah.
A blushing Russian bride.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, rumor has it that she's 300 pounds, but she's still Russian.
Hey, that's all that matters. And that's considered thin, you know, for those Ukrainian chicks.
Yeah.
So she probably lost some weight on the slow trip over here from the other side of the world.
I'm sure they threw her on a boat in a cargo hold or whatever, so she probably had to eat people's luggage or something.
Ugh. Well, I hope they're happy.
Yeah, I hope they have a long, happy relationship.
Yes.
All right, next up is Whitey is Fed Up, our other new moderator.
Yeah.
From a Newsbot, he received a garden gnome to complete his collection. I mean, you should see this guy's house. I mean, the whole yard is covered in garden gnomes, and I talked to him at night, and he says, those damn high school kids keep coming by and stealing his gnomes. So he needed one garden gnome to make the complete collection. He received it. He's a happy camper right
now. That's great.
All right, next up is J.E.R., James Earl Ray, and he received a 4-foot-tall hooker. Thin white line?
Yeah.
He received a 3-foot-tall hooker. So enjoy your happy quest, guys.
Wow.
All right, who's next? Black Plague.
Yeah.
Black Plague received the Wham! Greatest Hits CD.
Hey, awesome.
So he can get more in touch with his, what's that song?
I don't remember.
Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go?
Yeah, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
God, if it wasn't for Boy George, you know, in the mid-80s, I mean, George Michael would have been found out a lot sooner.
No surprises there.
All right, next up is Chicago Avenger, our forum chaplain here at chimpout.com, and he received a plastic badge to complement his crossing guard uniform. So it's going to be looking sharp the next workday.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so Chicago is going to be styling in profile when he goes to cross those Girl Scouts across the street. All right, next is Just Say No to Niggers, and he received another John Holmes. What is it with Newsbot and John Holmes?
I don't know. I think his hard drive is skipping or something.
Just Say No to Niggers received another John Holmes video with a complimentary ball gag. Yeah, that sounds like Newsblot. If you ever see some of the jokes that he posts in the sick joke feed, you would know.
I know. There's something wrong with that robot.
Yeah. He built his house out of Legos.
Yeah, but that's cool. You gotta admit, that is cool.
Yeah.
If he had used Mega Blocks, then he'd be a loser.
Yeah.
He'd be hanging out with, like, R2-D2 and C-3PO and all the other loser droids.
Actually, I hear rumor has it that Newsbot's best friend in the whole world is a 1985 Apple IIc.
Vintage, yeah.
Yeah, it only has about a CD's worth of memory, but those two bond really closely. It has a giant hole in the back of it, from what I hear.
Yeah, I hear they like to interface a lot.
All right.
I heard he's got a floppy disk. But I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
All right, next up is Brewski, and he received a six-pack of O'Doul's and a Steven Seagal video. Hmm. I didn't know he was into Steven Seagal.
I guess he is.
Oh, well.
I thought he was into that Amish porn.
Amish porn?
Amish porn. He keeps talking about all this Amish porn he's got.
Oh, wow.
I know. Who knew?
That stuff must be expensive. You figure it's
Well, yeah, because they don't use cameras. They just have to have an artist sit there and do a sketch.
Yeah.
And then turn it into a flip book.
Yeah.
So,
like that old machine from the 1920s where you put in a nickel and see the flapper girl. All right, next up is Rod Poundwell, and he received Matchbox cars with a matching ramp. I don't know what that means.
That's weird.
Maybe Newsbot knows something about Poundwell that we all don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of strange.
All right, next up on the list is Nut Nice, former co-host of the Chimp Out radio show. Nut Nice received a lifetime subscription to The Onion. I wonder how that happened. He's not a liberal, is he?
No. No. Well, maybe. You think?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe a little.
I heard he got a peace sign tattooed on his forehead.
No, he had it tattooed on his dick.
Well, they were going to, but they don't make needles that small.
Oh. All right, guys. And since there are so many trustees, Newsbot kind of had like a little overload, and he couldn't pick, you know, an individual gift for each one of them, so he sent to all the trustees Ron Jeremy's greatest hits videos.
And a John Holmes blow-up doll.
Yeah.
So check your mailboxes.
Gee, I wonder how much time Newsbot spent at the porn store for this year.
I don't know. He doesn't even have to go there, really. He's a computer. He probably just, like, hooks himself into the internet and orders this stuff and charges it to our corporate account.
So we're paying for our own gifts, aren't we?
Yeah.
Damn.
I think we got
bastard.
I heard his mother was a blender.
Oh, I've heard of those robots with the complex, you know, and they have this, like, parent complex where their mother's a blender or their dad's a sausage grinder. And
well, it's better than having your mother as a sausage grinder. Then you wouldn't exist, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, think about that.
So, Newsbot, thank you for sending all these gifts to everybody, but at the end of the day, we're still paying for it. You bastard.
Is it really true that your mommy is a blender? If your
through the miracle of Skype, we have with us none other than Exorcist. How are you doing tonight, Exorcist?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing great.
Doing great here.
Exorcist, how long have you been on Chimp Out?
I joined the site, I believe, in August of 2008.
Okay, so you were one of the first people to sign up, because that wasn't long after we started. And how did you come across the site in the first place?
It was a combination of pure luck, plus I recently got let go from my job, unfortunately for not being black enough.
Ooh.
I mean, that could be a problem. I'm sure if you were a big, fat, waddling sheboon, you'd still be at that job. Or just quit on your own.
Right. What does your screen name mean?
It has no special meaning. It's just one of my friends, her cousin, had that screen name for one of his email accounts, and I just thought it sounded different, so it's really no special meaning.
Well, we're glad you're with us tonight, and we're going to do a news story because you found this story, and you brought it to our attention. And, Bird, what is this all about?
This one's funny. Finger and butt crack sparks a knife fight.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay. And thanks for finding this for us. We appreciate it.
No problem. Glad I can help.
Okay. This comes out of Dallas, Texas. A Dallas woman touched her friend's buttocks, sparking an assault and attempted stabbing, police said. The alleged incident happened in an apartment at the 1700 block of Tradewinds Drive in the southern section of the city. According to a police report, 22-year-old Laquita Maddox rubbed a finger.
Laquita buttocks. Squeeze your buttocks.
She rubbed her finger along the victim's butt crack, prompting her to clench her buttocks. The victim claimed the clenching caused the bed she was sitting in to break, angering Maddox. Fight ensued.
Whoa, what? What? How can clenching your butt cause the bed that you're in to just break?
I suppose Laquita was about 400 pounds, and she stiffened up real quick. It would shift the weight.
Yeah, it would. It would shift the tectonic plates. So what happened?
Fight ensued, which Maddox repeatedly hit the victim before grabbing a butcher knife and threatening to kill her, according to the report. She said, "Are you ready to die?"
Oh, my gosh.
The alleged victim called police and the suspect fled, the report stated. Officers found no visible injuries on the woman who refused medical attention. What's up with that? You know, niggers refusing medical attention.
I don't know. They like all other kinds of attention.
Yeah, I mean, you often hear these reports about these niggers getting into their fisticuffs, which they normally do, and they refuse medical attention. It also says it was not immediately clear if police arrested Maddox. So she must have ran off.
You ain't gonna get me, Papa.
What the fuck?
You know, we've seen fights over chicken, fights over sweet potatoes, fights over butt cracks. Tramplings in Walmart.
Wow.
Fights over 13 cents?
Yeah, fights over 13 cents, too.
What was that one? I don't remember the 13-cent one.
I remember seeing a story when she found out about it. Something that she wanted the 13 cents and she stabbed.
Oh, that's funny right there. 13 cents.
Now she's going to be a rapper and call herself 13 cent.
I be 13 cent, bitch.
She's going to open up for 50 cents.
Yeah. And she sells herself for 5 cents.
So you can get her 3 times and have 2 cents change. You know?
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio with Birdman and DJ Stupnik. If you like what you hear and want to get more episodes, go to the forums of chimpout.com. Registration only takes a moment, and it's free.
We have Egyptian with us. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm fine. I mean, I'm doing well.
Awesome.
It's a surprise to be on the show.
Yeah, well, we're glad you're with us. Now, Egyptian, how long have you been on Chimp Out?
Not that long. My join date, is maybe, I don't even know, July maybe? But I got to tell you, though, I've been reading it for a lot longer than that. I lurked for quite a while. The first thread I remember, but it was about one of the members seeing a nigger crash his motorcycle on the road and calling the guy a nigger, calling the nigger a nigger seconds before he actually died.
Died?
That's in the forums. That's in the forums. If you search the forums, and I have, that's still in there.
Wow.
Yeah, the nigger crashed his motorcycle. The guy stopped to try to help him, and the nigger, figuratively spat in his face. And
really?
The member, I don't remember who it was, called him a nigger, and then the nigger died.
Was so. Made good.
Yeah, it was made good. Exactly right.
Wow. I'll have to check that one out. Yeah, so niggers do some really stupid things. We all know that, or we wouldn't be on Chimp Out. And nigger criminals are no exception. And, Bird, what kind of nigger genius do we have this week?
This one's a real good one here. Nigger genius calls cops on itself after a robbery.
Wow.
Hillsboro Jigaboo arrested for armed robbery and aggravated assault with a gun claimed to be a victim himself after getting into a scuffle with a pizza employee Tuesday night. The nigger ran off and headed home, where he called the sheriff's office to report that he had been attacked by two suspects.
What?
Deputies went to his home and arrested the suspect, who was positively identified by the clerk. So apparently this genius was robbing a place.
A pizza place,
and the pizza employee fought back.
So he called the cops saying, "I was a victim and shit.
I be's a victim and shit.
I want to press charges."
It's a short article, but it's pretty damn funny. The stupidity never ends, does it?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. When you don't have fried chicken pizza, you open yourself up to
robbery.
Yeah, it's your own fault for not serving fried chicken pizza.
I'll bet that nigger thought he was going to hit the nigger lottery. He was like, "I'm going to sue you. You hurt me, and now I'm going to sue you for $1 million.
Well, instead, he's doing some time right now in nigger college. So, you know, sometimes their plans just don't work out.
Like that nigger a couple weeks ago that robbed a Subway right after he filled out an application. Remember that?
That was a fucking great story.
Yeah, and they're so common. You know, people, we're not making this stuff up. You know, I mean, these articles come into Chimp Out every single day.
We have to go through like 100 different articles just to pick out one or two for each show.
Yeah, it seems like they seem to top themselves each and every time. Like, just when you think they can't get any dumber, they get dumber.
They get dumber.
There's no bottom, right? No bottom.
Ho ho ho! This is old Saint Nick wishing all of you at Chimp Out a Merry Christmas! Don't worry, the Nigglets are all getting reindeer shit in their stocking this year! Ho 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 ho!
What is it like to teach black students? By Christopher Jackson. Until recently, I had taught at a predominantly black high school in a southeastern state. The mainstream press gives a hint of what conditions are like in black schools, but only a hint. Expressions journalists use, like chaotic or poor learning environment or lack of discipline, do not capture what really happens. There is nothing like the day-to-day experience of teaching black children and what it is like, I will try to convey. Most whites simply do not know what black people are like in large numbers. Oh, we do.
That's what brings people here.
And when they first encounter it, it can be a shock. One of the most immediately striking things about my students was they were loud. Gee whiz.
Wow.
Stating the obvious here.
That's like saying, the first thing I notice is that they're black. No shit.
Yeah. Yeah, they are very much animal beasts. They're loud, noisy, and smelly.
Yeah.
But the article goes on. They had little conception of ordinary decorum. It was not unusual for five blacks to be screaming at me at once. Instead of calming down and waiting for a lull in the din to make their point, something that occurs even the dimmest white students, black just tried to yell over each other. Gee whiz. Like we haven't been trying to tell you everybody this for the last 3 years. It did no good to try to quiet them. And white women were particularly inept at trying, meaning white teachers.
Right.
White female teachers. I sat in one of the woman's classes as she begged the children to pipe down. They just yelled louder so their voices would carry over hers.
Nigger logic.
TNB. It's dynamite.
Right.
Many of my black students would repeat themselves over and over again, just louder. If it was as if they had suffered from Tourette's syndrome.
More like neglect syndrome.
Yeah, neglect syndrome.
Neglect syndrome.
They seemed to have no conception of waiting for an appropriate time to say something. They would get ideas in their heads and simply had to shout them out. I might be leading a discussion on government and suddenly be interrupted. We gotta get more Democrats! Clinton, she good! Okay. The student may seem content with that outburst, but 2 minutes later he would suddenly start yelling again, Clinton be good! I think that really sums up the nigger brain in one paragraph. It's kind of like a broken record, and it just starts repeating itself when it can't come up with another thought.
Yeah, and with the volume control broken, so it keeps getting louder and louder each time.
Oh, folks, it gets better. Anyone who is around young blacks will probably get a constant diet of rap music. Blacks often make up their own jingles, and it was not uncommon for 15 black boys to swagger into a classroom, bouncing their shoulders and jiving back. They were yelling back and forth, rapping 15 different sets of words in the same harsh, rasping dialect. The words were almost invariably a childish form of boasting.
Oh, yeah.
Who got them shine rim? Who got them shine shoe? Who got them shine grill? Meaning, gold and silver dental caps. The amateur rapper usually ends with a claim, in the crudest terms imaginable, that all womankind is sexually devoted to him.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, my students would often groan instead of saying a particular word, as in, she sucked at, or think of a long grinding groan, or she fucked at, oh, she licked at, you know. So many black girls dance in the hall, in the classroom, on the chairs, next to the chairs, under the chairs.
Under the chairs.
Once I took a call on my cell phone and had to step outside of class. I was away about 2 minutes, but when I got back, the black girls had lined up in front of the classroom and were convulsing to the delight of the boys. Many black people, especially black women, are enormously fat. Mind you, we did not write this, folks. This is an actual article from a white teacher somewhere in the southeastern United States. We did not write this for Chimp Out Radio. This is the honest to God's truth. Some are so fat, I had to arrange special seating to accommodate their bulk. I'm not saying there are no fat white students. There are, but it is a matter of numbers and attitudes. Many black girls simply do not care that they are fat. There are plenty of white anorexics, but I have never met or heard of a black anorexic. Black women be big, Mr. Jackson, my students would explain. Is it okay in a black community to be a little overweight, I ask. Two obese girls in front of my desk begin to dance. You know them boys like juicy fruit, Mr. Jackson.
Gross.
Juicy
fruit.
Yeah, juicy is a colorful black expression for the buttocks. Blacks, on average, are the most directly critical people I have ever met. Yeah. That shirt's stupid. Yo kid a bastard. Yo lips big. Unlike whites who tread gingerly around the subject of race, they can be brutally to the point. Once I needed to send a student to the office to deliver a message. I asked for volunteers, and suddenly you would think my classroom was a bastion for civic engagement. 30 dark hands shot in the air. My students love to leave the classroom and slack off, even if just for a few minutes. away from the eye of white authority. I picked a light-skinned boy to deliver the message. One very black student was indignant. You picked a half-breed. And immediately other blacks take up the cry, and a half dozen mouths are screaming, "He a half-breed!" You can't make this shit up, really.
It's so easy to visualize, because we've all seen them act this way.
Yeah, go to any Walmart or watch any rap video, and you've seen the pain that this poor teacher went through for many years.
I bet he wishes he majored in something else when he was at teacher college. Underwater basket weaving, anything!
And to finish up the article, for decades the country has been lamenting the poor academic performance of blacks, and there is much to lament. There is no question, however, that many blacks come to school with a serious handicap that is not their fault. Yeah, they got an IQ of 65. It's definitely not their fault. At home, they have learned a dialect that is almost a different language. Blacks not only mispronounce words, their grammar is often wrong. When a black wants to ask, "Where is the bathroom?" he may actually say, "Where'd the bathroom be?"
Be.
Yeah, "Where'd the bathroom be?" Grammatically, this is the equivalent of "Where the bathroom is." And this is the way they speak in high school. Students write the way they speak, so this is the language that shows up in written assignments. See, we're not lying to you. When we write nigger babble on the forum, that is the same way that they write too, so we're just making fun of them.
Right.
It is true that some whites face a similar handicap. They speak with what I could call a country accent that is hard to reproduce but results in sentences such as, "I'm gonna give me a Coke." Some of these country whites had to learn a correct pronunciation and usage. The difference is most whites overcome this handicap and learn how to speak correctly, but blacks do not.
They can't. They're just not smart enough to do it right.
You know, I can guarantee you, unless a teacher is such a retarded white liberal that hates being white and wants to be black herself or himself, this is pretty much what teachers and, you know, white or human teachers encounter in inner city schools on a daily basis. Sure, they're trying to earn a paycheck and support their families, but and maybe they can't get a job in the suburbs, and they can only get a job in the city. And this is the bullshit that they have to put up with.
Some of them do it voluntarily, because I went to high school with a girl who is now a special ed teacher in Grand Rapids, and it's all, like, retarded niggers. And she loves it, and I think the reason she loves it is because she is now really fat and gross. And she used to be a pretty cheerleader, so I think the reason she likes going in there is because these niggers probably treat her like a goddess. You know?
Not only that, some of these people actually believe they are doing good, no matter how much inconvenience they put up with the dumbass nigger students.
Yeah.
Some of these teachers actually believe they are doing the right thing.
Sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't make a difference. There's nothing you can do about it.
Absolutely nothing. You can't polish a turd, you know? No pun intended. Or maybe there is a pun intended, but you can't polish a turd. It's still a turd. You can't go out and have a 1976 Monte Carlo that's five different colors and put some wax on it and make it look pretty. It's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Hi, this is Thinking Migs.
This is Aryan Girl.
This is Justin Nigger.
Hi, this is Galaglai.
This is Lady Coon Thrasher.
Hi, this is Snow Dog.
This is Dirty Dan.
This is Miss Ann, and you're listening to Birdman and DJ on Chip Out Radio.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind?
You're listening to the special Christmas edition 2010 of Chimp Out Radio. Be sure to join me and Birdman on New Year's Eve for a special two-hour live show. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to give away prizes. Stay inside this year and join us and hundreds of other champions as we start the year 2011 off right the nigger bashing way. By the music, it's time for Love Letters again on Chimp Out Radio. And Birdman, what do we got for the first one here?
Okay, we got another nigger genius who wrote into the forum. And it's entitled, I Love to Butt Fuck White Women.
All right.
Gee, they seem to be getting smarter by the day, don't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Something in their water. I was going to say water. Something in their malt liquor, maybe. I don't know.
Well, I will attempt to read this as the... It's not the best written piece in the world. Okay, white women is the best fuck there is. They like it up the ass and the mouth and their oversized pussy. And there is spelled T-H-E-R-E.
Yeah, because he's pointing to it. There.
There.
There, pussy. Yeah, that's it. There, right there. Right. That's what he's saying.
I see why the white man hate the black man so much. They have been fucking the white women so much. The white man was so busy chasing slaves that the women seen that black dick and fell in love with it. Did you not smell it on her breath when you kissed her? Once again, folks, another nigger genius contributes to Chimp Out.
Wow. So retarded.
This one, I don't think we read this one. This one is done by another genius that writes into the forum called Scum of the Earth. Listen up, all you redneck hillbilly crackers and all you incense-burning Punjabi motherfuckers who cannot tell the difference between an African-American individual and a nigger. First off, let's really talk about it. There are no periods or commas anywhere in this.
Jeez.
First off, let's really talk about it. There are more white-born and bred individuals who do more drugs than any black person I've ever known, better
what?
Known as junkies. And what? I'm trying to find the end of the damn sentence. Known as junkies, and what do junkies do? They steal and break into shit and even are violent. You white motherfuckers are the worst. Y'all rape little girls, kill innocent families, get fired from a job, then kill everybody who worked with you. Just don't understand. Y'all are animals. Y'all are scum of the earth. The only problem is you guys don't realize that the joke is on you. We, the black race, are superior. That's why all of you children idolize our culture and dress like us and act like us and talk like us, because they inspire us. That's why all of you whites and Indians are scared of us, because now we are infiltrating your homes and you can't stand it. It is eating you alive. Isn't it that you are all scared of the black man, because each and every one of you know that the revolution is not over, and any moment the world can be snatched from under your feet at any time. You just can't lock us up. You can never hold us down the roof. Ha 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 ha. Okay.
Wow.
There was not a single period or comma in that whole rant.
What the fuck? He ended with the revolution. What did he start with?
Listen up, all you redneck hillbilly crackers, and then you just kept spewing from there.
What do you think that nigger was trying to accomplish with that whole diatribe?
Well, you know how niggers are. They get a little thought in their mind, and they just keep talking and talking and talking and talking.
Maybe he thinks, like, if he just types and types and types and types when we read it, we won't be able to, interrupt them. Like, you know, because, well, like, when they talk, they just blah, 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 and then, you know. Maybe
mind you, I read the post as it was typed, and the punctuation is non-existent with this nigger. No periods, no commas, nothing. The only thing that separates him from the other niggers that write into the forum is that it's not done with the cap locks key locked firmly in place. He actually did it in a lower text,
which I'm sure was a typographical error on his part.
The only capital letter was the first word, listen. There was a capital L, listen, and all the rest was in lowercase.
Wow.
Another nigger genius writes in the chat.
Wow. Bert, I know you got a news story for us this week. What's going on out in nigger-hating land?
Oh, boy. This one's good. Pizza Hut's forced to apologize for asking a pack of niggers to pay up front. You know, apparently Pizza Hut's sick and tired of the dine and dash that niggers are doing in their restaurants. But this is out of the UK, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. Pizza Hut have apologized to a group of black footballers, meaning soccer players,
right,
who were told that they would have to pay for their food before eating. A group of Bournemouth players said they were targeted in the restaurant and told they would have to pay first because of the way you look.
Well, at least they were honest about it.
Yeah. After training was canceled because of weather, six players had gone for a late lunch at Pizza Hut in Castle Lane West. Midfielder Anton Robinson told the Bournemouth Daily Echo, "We ordered our food. The manager came up with the bill and said, would you mind paying first?" This is in England, folks. This isn't in America. This is in England. Further proof that the nigger problem is worldwide.
It's a global infestation is what it is.
Oh, yes. I mean, they're even going to China now. We asked if that was the policy, and he said no. When we asked why he'd ask us, he said, it's the way you look. We had a good idea what we was trying to get at. The group of white kids came in straight after us and weren't asked to pay before they had to go.
Of course not.
Yeah, because chances are they're not going to dine and dash, nigger, so shut the fuck up and pay your bill.
Really?
So the only stupid thing that was different was the color of our skins. Oh, boo-hoo!
Yeah. We've heard that.
We said we were professional footballers and were happy to pay when we had finished. That's what normal people do. No. He hadn't asked customers to pay before the meals.
But niggers aren't normal people.
Exactly.
They're not even people in the first place, so what's he whining about?
Yeah. It got a little bit heated. Then he said that if you're not going to pay the bill now, I'm going to call the police to escort you off the premises.
Yeah. There you
yes.
go.
So a few niggers ended up spending the night in prison.
Over a pizza. They never even got to eat.
See, there you have it, folks. There is some common sense in the world, you know. It doesn't happen very much nowadays, but, you know, every once in a while you'll run into a feel-good article like this.
It's just funny that something like that actually made the news.
Well, yeah, I'm sure if, like, a bunch of white kids came in and they asked to pay the bill beforehand, the white kids would go, okay, we'll pay it. No
right.
problem.
Yeah.
But, you know, they have to make it about race. They have to play the race card.
Of course. It's the only card they've got.
Yeah, they don't have anything else.
What, are they going to play the superior intellect card? No such thing. Are they going to play the I'm right and you're wrong? Of course not. They're never right.
Of course, a nigger isn't going to get into an argument with you on quantum physics, so they have to play the race card.
They'll say, quantum? That's what I named my 14th son. Quantum.
Yeah, that'd be my baby at home, quantum. niggers, we never run out of material here.
We're gonna do the monkey. Do the monkey. Monkey, monkey. That's alright. Do the elephant. Do the elephant. Do the elephant. That's alright.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Chimp Out Radio. Thanks for spending your Christmas time with us. Special thanks goes out to Exorcist for joining us tonight. Also like to thank Egyptian for making his radio debut tonight. And don't forget to tune in to our show, our special two-hour live extravaganza, as we bring in the year 2011 in true Chimp Out style. Join Birdman and myself for a live engagement. We're going to take callers on New Year's Eve. We're going to count down until midnight. We're going to give out some awards and maybe a few prizes. We're going to play some games, and it's your chance to call in and tell us what you think of the show. So, as always, chimpers, be proud of yourselves and don't take any shit from any niggers.
The tiger, tiger.